sit down. There's a camera on the floor, I think. I've got a couple of questions because I like to think of it as a big example, really. So a couple of questions for you. The first one, you just discuss this one among yourselves, from its confirming effects. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas really mean to you? 30 seconds, go. Okay, so you want to tell me? So you want to tell me?
Same time as family.
Lovely. That answer. What will we talk about anymore?
Yes, you can join in shops and sing the name of Jesus and nobody thinks you're batty.
Fantastic. Any more? What's Christmas mean to you? Oh, yes, we've got some.
Singing go, come all you faithful six times.
Yeah, evil if we greet them. Lovely. Now, okay, that was easy in a way. Here's a more difficult one. And it's a bit more personal. So I put little bits of paper card in the pews with pens. I'm sure you guys get them. We'll pass them up. And we've got lots more, okay? Well, it's a bit more personal, but I just want to have a chat if you'd like to, write them on the card. I'm not going to get you to say them out loud, but I'm going to pop them up and we'll just have a look at some of them, so it'll be an honour to you. Okay, what does Christmas mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you? You can be as honest as you like. An excuse for a party. He wouldn't mind if that was your starting point. He wouldn't. So, okay, so, how right, have a think, have a chat. Don't know what to say out loud, that's fine, but we'll prep them up. Okay? Elizabeth, could you take a bowl round and take some answers for me, please, honey? Thank you very much. We'll take some answers too. You put yours in there. Okay, quickly, take the bowl round and check them up. Here we are. Pass that back. Thank you, guys. Lovely. Now, that's it. Bring them here. There we go. Lovely. Now, I'm kind of expecting that I'm going to get some sort of holy answers, and that's great. You know, we expect that when we ask about Jesus. But also, actually, I'm interested in the other stuff, you know. Someone says, actually, not a lot. Well, I'm listening. Okay, we'll pick some out. God. Yeah, that's a goodie. Jesus means God. Jesus means Saviour. Oh, that's wonderful. We've got a little picture of a palm. The palm of his hand. Thank you for looking at that. We'll choose some more randomly from these other boxes. It's a hard question. Oh, meant to be. Miracles, hope, love, light. Thank you. Love, light, peace, and hope. A time for reflection and taking stock. Asking hard questions. Does my faith meet reality? Very good. Jesus came to save us, me. Yeah. Time for family and friends and celebrating. Lots of music and Christmas services. Can you good sing? Yes. Longer than yours. Thank you for doing all these. I mean, forgiveness and listens. Jesus to listen. Those are great. Representative for us, thank you. Constant figure of goodness, a role model, my goodness, yes. A brother, a friend, a helper, salvation. Now, lots of you did that, and I think lots of you didn't, maybe because it's a really tricky question. Does Jesus mean to me? A hard question. I thought we'd think about that, actually. Maybe not quite as entertaining, as funny as it is. It's good to think about these things this year in particular, I think. First of all, my little baby Jesus is a human being. It is humanness that matters, not his maleness, by the way. If anyone else thinks different, come and see me afterwards. It's his humanness that matters. His humanness affirms our dignity and worth. Affirms our dignity and worth. The significance of that this year is that when one hears talk in horrid language about the poor, about refugees, about single mothers and their children and so on, one has to reject it utterly and completely. Because the birth of Jesus affirms our human worth. We are God's creatures, each and every one of us. I have a text for us, I have a lot of text for us this morning. Jesus' humanness is expressed in this verse. The Word became flesh. Jesus, the Word, became a human being and made his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh. Jesus, the Word, became a human being and made his dwelling among us. Okay, that's the point. Now, it seems that my baby Jesus had left some stuff in his crib for me to look at. And I've got this thing here. Now, someone old, tell me what this map is, what this is for the benefit of the younger people. It's a map. Look, okay, so young people, this is an old-fashioned sat map, okay? And you turn it on like this, okay? And it's working already, you see, the electricity works. And we use it to find our way. And if we're really lost, we might need one of these, which is a compass. And I think Jesus has left them in his crib because he is a guide. Someone said that in their answer. When John the Baptist foretold his coming, he talked about him being a guide. He talked about him being the pathway. Jesus is a moral and spiritual guide. One of the problems we face today, one of the problems we face this year in this country, we don't know where we're going. We don't have direction in our lives. Jesus is the guide. There's a lack of truth in our public discourse. Never any lack of truth in Jesus. He's like a compass that always points in the right direction. If you stick any number of magnets around Jesus, the compass, he won't put off. He'll still point in the right direction. It's because he's full of truth. Neither by his claims. Jesus is the one and only Son, full of grace and truth. He made his dwelling among us. And he's come among us full of truth. I thought that the baby Jesus might leave a model bus in his cot with grace and truth printed on the side. But he didn't. He left the map instead. So, full of grace and truth. Now, I think there's another layer of stuff that the baby Jesus. Oh my goodness, what is this? What's in there? He's left it. He's left what is this? Oh, it's a life jacket. Right, okay. And what's this? Oh, an old-fashioned police whistle and a fire extinguisher. Jesus is a rescuer. We call him Savior. Lots of people say rescuer is another term. It's a bit easier to understand. We all acknowledge that there are times in our lives when we need help. Because there are some such times. Actually, what Jesus tells us is that we need his help all the time. We need his help all the time because the world is a place of danger. Every day we are surrounded by dangers, surrounded, created by lies and liars, by the awful goal that our world has of self-sufficiency and self-reliance. No. Rely on God, rely on each other. And every day we're tempted to be self-righteous. A really dangerous smell. I mean, I know I'm right some of the time, but I'm not right all the time, and neither are you. But self-righteousness is a terribly dangerous smell. We need rescuing from all these things by one who understands us fully, because he is fully human, and yet is capable only of truth. A society which focuses on Jesus will never fall for lies or applaud wrongdoers, but instead repents and turns away from all wrong. because he is the one, the only one, who can save us from all the things of our life. The Apostle Paul said this about Jesus. He said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. He is the one who came in human form to dwell among us and who is full of grace and truth. And lastly, who recognizes this? Who recognizes this lovely picture? Every parent and grandparent, and probably every child, feel a certain age. The hungry caterpillar, hungry little caterpillar. Now, I've got this because of the second picture, because the hungry caterpillar turns into the beautiful butterfly. And this reminds us that Jesus is a change bringer. Jesus is the one who transforms us. This regular thing called Christmas holds out the possibility of change. The possibility of change is held out by God in the baby Jesus, in our lives, in our nation's lives, and in the life of the world. Things need not continue as they are, because he came to live among us as a human being. Because he understands us as human beings, because he is full of grace and truth. Because he's our rescuer. We need not rely on our own puny strength. So Christmas kind of calls us to attend to how we really are. Calls us to pause amidst the business, to attend to how we are and how things could be. So my point of asking you what Christmas means to you and what Jesus means to you is that I imagine many here, there was a disconnect between what Christmas means and what Jesus means. And actually there shouldn't be, because Jesus is Christmas and Christmas is Jesus. And in the past year, if you have longed for truth at any time, or longed for a change of direction, or have wearied yourself pouring out your own strength just to stand still, of us does that mean truth? Well, this year, don't leave this baby in the manger. Stop leaving this baby in the manger. Don't leave the baby Jesus in the manger. He came to dwell among us, to be one of us, to show us grace and truth, and to show us the right direction and save us. Maybe this year, great blessing to you all in every way as you seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgive me while I clear a passageway through my dead brain.